Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So am I really speaking from a secret underground bunker somewhere in Mesa, Arizona? Riddle me this. No, that's the wrong series. No, I'm not. I'm just in an old apartment here. Let's proceed.
Where do you think that this is all going? Because, well, maybe we're getting ahead of ourselves here a little bit, and we can touch on this a little bit more in after the Paracast, but I'd kind of like to get your impression at some point in the show about what it all adds up to. Because when we're experiencing these things for most of our life, we get a world view that isn't like most people's.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that people who haven't had these experiences or haven't looked into it or done much homework on it really understand the way that we look at the world. For us, the world is really, really different.
Yeah, I agree. And you know, it's interesting because, you know, outside of the writing the books and talking to people doing cons and speaking with you guys, you know, I lead a very normal life. I coach football. I do all the other things. And it's interesting when I run into people that were like, oh, you write books. What are they about? And I talk to them a little bit and they're like, you seem so normal. And I'm like, well, we really are normal. You know, it is normal, but it's interesting because what I find is there's so many people who have had an experience and they keep it to themselves for so long because they are afraid that people are going to think they're crazy. And then they'll meet, you know, somebody like you guys or somebody like me that tells their story and they're like, wow, like exactly like that person said to me, you seem so normal. And then they feel open to tell the story. But going back to where it's going, I'm not sure where it's going, but I get kind of excited when the news has a thing about the Navy finally, you know, saying, yes, we have these videos of flying saucers, or the government releasing, you know, files about it and being more open about it. I get kind of excited about the fact that we may be coming to disclosure at some point when the government finally says, yes, this is what we know. This is exactly what's going on. And so I hope we're kind of headed that way. Maybe I'm too optimistic because, you know, as we've said with the pandemic, we've seen how people haven't really adjusted well. Maybe that's their fear on letting us know exactly everything they know about UFOs and extra-dimensional or anything like that.
Well, now, yeah, one of the symptoms, by the way, is that you lose the ability to properly say pandemic.
Pandemic, yes.
Yeah, that indicates something, but I haven't figured out whether it's a temporal issue or what.
Right.
You see, I tend to think of that TV series in Britain a few years back where you go into the dimensional portal and you go back through time to prehistoric times.
Right.
But that would indicate some kind of freak of nature, not a deliberate action. That sometimes when you have a phenomenon where you can spill into another universe, it's because something is happening that is beyond our control. It's not somebody turning on a switch and saying, beam me in.
Right. Well, you know, it's interesting that when we're talking about portals and strange things that occur in the mountains, one of the stories in my newest book, I interviewed this lady and she told me a story. She'd heard me talk somewhere else, so she felt comfortable sharing the story with me. She wanted her name changed and everything, but when she was 10 years old, she lived up in Idaho, in a rural part of Idaho, and all she wanted for her birthday was a puppy. And she got a puppy for her birthday, and she was so excited. She spent the whole summer training this puppy, sit and shake and all of this stuff. And they were a little bit of a poorer family, and part of what they had to do so that they didn't have to use gas in the winter is they had a stove. So as a family, they would go up in the fall and cut wood. So they all went like normal, and she brought her puppy with. Well, on that trip, while they were loading the truck, this puppy disappears, and she looks all day for the puppy, can't find it. She talks her dad into going up the next day, Sunday. She looks all over, and, you know, her dad's finally like, you know, this is the mountains, there's lots of animals, you know, something's got your puppy, I'm really sorry. And so she was devastated, and, you know, after a while, she moved on. Well, when she was 15 years old, she said, her dad finally made her go again. She hadn't gone to get wood, you know, for 5 years because she was so devastated. They end up in the same area, and they're loading the truck, and she looks down the road, and there's something coming up the road, and she looks, and here's this dog walking up the road, and it looks just like her puppy. And she calls it, and it comes over, and she looks. It's got his specialized dog tags that she had made for him with his name. She asked him to shake. He shakes. And she's like, you know, this is my dog. There was a patch on the front that was heart-shaped. Or no, it was not heart-shaped. It was an S-shaped something, very distinctive. And her parents were like, that can't be the same dog. And she's like, look at the tags. They took it home. The dogs knew all the trick. They took it to the vet just to have it a checkup. And the vet's like, oh, you've got a really healthy 4-month-old puppy here. You know, it's not going to get much bigger, but, you know, it's healthy. It's doing good. And so somehow that dog disappeared and then showed up in the exact same place 5 years later.
Okay. How do we explain that?
That's really strange. I don't know, unless it's, again, one of those porthole things that the dog found his way into. But she swears up and down that that story is true. She had the dog for another 10 years before it passed away. But she said, I know it sounds strange, and I know it's super weird. She swears up and down that it's a true story, and that happened to her when she was growing up.
Well, we're really getting into Matrix type stuff here now then, aren't we?
Right.
I mean, this is just like about the only way that you could explain that is if the universe is some sort of vast, for lack of a better term, simulation of some kind, and whatever is in control of it or whoever gets control of it, maybe we're able to get control of it too somehow. Maybe there's a certain technology that might allow us to gain a certain part of control of it. But whatever it is, it's like cut and paste, isn't it? It's like, okay, yeah. I'm going to take this and erase it for now and just hold it in a buffer. And then I'm just going to put it back 5 years later and see what happens.
Yeah. No. Yep. That was one of the more strange stories that I've collected. And if I didn't, you know, when I was interviewing her, if I didn't feel that she was genuine and I, whatever it was, I definitely felt like she was telling me what happened to her, you know, fantastic story. And I'm not sure how exactly you can say that happened, but she definitely believed that that was the same dog. So.
Well, I guess
so. She kept the dog.
Excuse me. Sorry, there, Gene.
Excuse me. Can we have an update on this? Okay, so the dog returns after 5 years, supposedly, and the same dog. That we have the same dog, and the age was what would have been 5 years earlier, if I understand this. She kept that dog then and continued to have him.
Yeah, she said that she had him for another 10 years, and then he passed away. So, yep.
Okay.
So this happened quite a while ago. I think it was the 80s, if I remember correctly. She was telling me about it. She's much older now, but she was telling me about it that it happened to her when she was between, you know, 10 and 15 years old. That was the time span, so.
Okay. How old was the dog again when?
It was about 4 or 5 months, I guess.
Okay, so it was a puppy.
Yeah.
Disappears for 5 years, then goes through its normal life cycle.
Yeah, then comes back 5 years later and goes through a normal life cycle, normal puppy, normal dog after that. Yep, it just suddenly completely disappeared, and then 5 years later showed up in the same area. She happened to be there. I don't know if that's by design or what, but yeah, very strange.
Speaking of what's strange, these announcements, More to come with John Olson. Regina Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
I'm just trying to relate this to Teddy Bear if he disappeared for 5 years. Of course, he's 8.5 years old.
Oh.
And a dog life cycle. So, again, to clarify, the vet looks at the dog, and it's still a puppy as of the time it returned?
Yep, it was still a puppy. Her mom said, don't tell the vet what's going on. I just want to hear from the vet how he is. He was healthy, everything, but almost as if he hadn't even spent, you know, a couple days in the wilderness alone, you know. Happy to see her, knew everything, you know, the tricks, everything like that. It was just kind of amazing. And it was a family secret because she said her parents were very much adamant that she not tell everybody that she found her puppy that disappeared 5 years ago and everything. But yeah, that was her story.
This implies a couple of interesting things. This is what I love doing with cases like this is there's the obvious, what first seems like a mystery, and then you can maybe start to unravel a couple of things that by extrapolation have to be the case in some way, shape, or form, if we assume the story is true. And I do believe weird things happen to people.
Yeah.
So in a case like this, okay, there's this possibility that we live in a matrix-style universe where things can be cut and pasted and stored in memory and brought back, that sort of thing, in which case the dog would be a copy. We'd all be copies. There's also the idea of time dilation, which is maybe there is some alien craft that's there, and they took the dog aboard, and they zoomed off, and approaching light speed, time slows down for them. They come back, and for the dog, it's only, you know, maybe a few weeks. For us, it's 5 years. They let the dog go in the same place where they picked it up. Now, if the dog happened to come back to the same place where they picked it up, is it just sheer coincidence that it is returned on the same day that they happen to be driving down the same road?
Right.
You know, this kind of implies that whatever it is, I mean, it's even more weird because it's just strangely coincidental that they would be coming back, or they knew they would be coming back and they've been watching them all along in some way, shape, or form, or whatever it is that is in control of this cut and paste mechanism is watching us and watching them and going, okay, well, we took the dog away. Now, 5 years later, they've been observing them and watching them, and then they go out, and now we're going to put it back. So it means they've been under surveillance.
Right.
So, you know, so I wonder if any other weird things that had happened to them in the interim.
You know, she said that she really hadn't had any paranormal things happen to her other than that. She had like a minor ghost story or something that she'd relayed to me as well. But as for, you know, missing time or abduction or anything like that, she was fairly, you know, regular, normal life from other than this dog incident. So even though it's one of the more strange stories, it's one of my favorite because, you know, I'm a dog lover myself. So if I lost my dog and then he came back, it's kind of heartwarming. But I find it's just fascinating to me.
You see, also, I'm wondering if there are any other cases. I don't recall any, but I haven't followed this kind of case. So I haven't heard of any other where a pet disappears for no reason, then returns as if nothing has happened. It would be interesting to look into that. Maybe someone does a book on time travel and pets or something like that.
And, you know, it's interesting because you mentioned that. I've had other stories in my books where, you know, it's kind of out there, strange story. And then either in my interview or somebody reads my book, and they're like, oh, my goodness, that happened to me. I know one in particular. In one of my first books, I tell a story of a young boy who's camping with his family and his cousins, and they're playing hide-and-seek, and he's seeking, his cousins are hiding, and his older cousin appears on the trail up the canyon, and he's beckoning him to follow him, and he would go up to the corner where he was, and now his cousin is at the next corner, and he's trying to lure him up the canyon, and finally he gives up and gets scared and runs back to camp, only to find that his cousin has been at camp the whole time. Whatever it was that was trying to lure him up the canyon wasn't his cousin. And so that was in my first book, but since I published it and talked about that story, I have had three different people come to me and say, oh my goodness, I had the exact same thing happen to me where an older cousin, the new book has one with a girl who, you know, she's a freshman in high school. She misses the bus. She's coming home, has to walk by some teared down houses, some abandoned buildings, and a cousin, her older cousin that she looked up to, is in the building beckoning her, you know, calling to her to follow and trying to lead her further into the building. And she finally panics, runs home to find that her cousin is at home and has been the whole time. And so what started as one story from an individual, once it got out there, there were more people that came out and said, oh, my goodness, that very same thing happened to me. This is my story. And I've gathered about three or four of those stories now where and it's odd that it's always an older cousin or an older family member that they're mimicking, trying to draw them away to whatever. I'm not sure what.
Yeah, that's really interesting. We had two other guests on earlier, Chad Lewis and Kevin Lee Nelson, who talked about Wendigo. Have you run across any of those? And by the way, they were really great guests. They actually sent me a copy of their book, too. Pretty interesting book. First one I've managed to get as an interviewer doing the show. So that was kind of a treat. I'm not suggesting that.
No, all good. You're good.
There's no
he has a special place in his bookshelf for your books.
There you go. Perfect.
Oh, God, I've got thousands of them. I don't really need any more. But they travel around and do these interviews as well. And you've got four books in your series now, or at least four main ones. And It's really interesting. It starts off with Stranger Bridgerland, then it goes beyond Stranger Bridgerland, And then Stranger West. And then now you've gone Stranger U.S. So your pattern has been growing and spreading out and around, and you've just been talking to people for 30 years. How many people do you think you've talked to about this over your lifetime?
My goodness. Oh, I don't even know if I could count, because I'm still interviewing people as I do, you know, interviews with people and my books come out. You know, I have more people contact me and I do more interviews, but I still have a stack from way back, of people that interviewed. I honestly couldn't even think of the number. It's a lot. But I'm not sure about the number of what it would be, but it's crazy. It's a lot of people.
Yeah. And this is the point I'm trying to make about this, is that when people like us, and particularly someone like yourself, who's making it into a book, I've got a website, I do the radio show and stuff, but when you're doing books and you're doing them over a span of years and you're talking to that many people, after a while, you get to the point where you go, there's no way that this is just something that everybody's making up. There's got to be something to this. It's not just urban legends and myths. And There's really something that is going on out there that we don't really have access to.
Let's do our break here, and then I have an interesting, screwy question to ask. And I will ask more screwy questions than anyone. All right? John, Gene, Randall, you're in.
The Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
On the 15th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, President Trump is visiting Louisiana to survey the damage that Hurricane Laura left behind.
Yesterday, I approved a major disaster declaration that helps individuals and business owners, which is a little bit different, but it goes right to the individual. And I've signed that already, and so you're all set to go on that. FEMA has delivered 2.6 million liters of water and 1.4 million meals.
He later arrived in Texas, where 16 deaths have been reported between both states. Democratic nominee Joe Biden spoke to members of the National Guard from his home in Wilmington, Delaware.
You do everything we ask of you. You place your communities and your country ahead of your personal comfort. And when the need arises, you leave your families and your jobs and drop everything when the call comes.
This is USA Radio News. The actor that brought the comic book hero Black Panther to life has died. USA Radio's Kenneth Burns reports.
Actor Chadwick Boseman lost a four-year battle with colon cancer. It started at stage 3 and then progressed to stage 4. In addition to earning worldwide acclaim as the superhero, Boseman also brought baseball legend Jackie Robinson to life in the film 42. The actor also had a viral moment when he hosted Saturday Night Live when he brought the leader of Wakanda into a Black Jeopardy sketch. Boseman was surrounded by his wife and family when he died. He was 43.
A 25-year-old Nevada man appears to be the first documented case of COVID-19 reinfection in the U.S. Researchers reported that a patient who tested positive with the virus in April, then tested negative twice afterwards, was reinfected with the virus in May. Researchers found both illnesses were two genetically distinct iterations of the same virus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, this is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book Is From the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So when I said I asked screwy questions, Randall agreed with me. All right, my screwy question here is, we have different paranormal researchers, such as you, going after different types of cases. Is there a feeling here that because you seek out certain types of cases, that's the ones you tend to stumble upon?
There's just such a vast array of stories, because I never, you know, pigeonholed myself into just ghosts or just this. And so I get, you know, all kinds of stories, whether it's ghosts, Bigfoot, cryptids, glitches, you know, I kind of keep myself open to all of those, and UFOs. But I honestly think because of what I do attract that. I think there's a sense of, you know, when you think about it, when your mind's on it, you kind of tend to attract that kind of stuff into your life. So I would agree that it's definitely attracted to me, the paranormal.
Well, I mean, if not only that, I've heard a number of authors, and you probably experienced this, if people read your books and you've invited them to share their stories, mm-hmm. they do.
Yeah. Yep.
You'll get people writing letters and emails and saying, hey, you know, I just read your book and this is what happened to me.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. I get stories all the time. I was talking to somebody and they said, oh, do you have any stories from Mount Shasta, which is in California? And I said, I don't. I've heard it's very, you know, a very strange place. Because of that one conversation, I had several people contact me that I heard you hadn't heard of Mount Shasta, and this happened to me there, and this happened, and, you know, so it's almost a domino effect when you start and you start collecting stories and talking to people.
So this Stranger US, then, it sounds like it takes into account a wider area than just the Bridgerland area. What are some of the more interesting cases that you ran across outside the Bridgerland area?
One of them that's kind of one of my favorite, I got in contact with this actually was my wife who knew this lady who had this, that had told her the story years ago. And so I hunted her down, and she was a Girl Scout leader in Texas. And they had had the opportunity to go and spend the night on the USS Lexington, which is now a museum down there. It's an old World War II aircraft carrier, and it now sits off the coast of Texas on the port. And they do tours and let Girl Scouts spend the night. And she, after they did the tour and fed the girls and got the girls down in the bunks in the bottom of the ship, she just got settled in the bunk herself, and the girls were talking, and eventually they fell asleep. She could hear they were sleeping. She was having trouble sleeping because she's a little claustrophobic, and if you've ever seen the bunks on a ship, they're really close. And she said all of a sudden there was a strange sound, and what felt like it's really dark in the bottom of the ship when they turn off the lights. The only thing that you have is running lights, really dim running lights on the floor that go to the restrooms, so they don't have to turn the lights on if anybody needs to go to the restrooms. And she said that she could see and feel this heavy wave of, she's had a hard time explaining it. I explained it really well, of almost like a fog that was coming through the compartment. And as it started at the top of her head and went down through her feet, it felt like she was being dipped in just a thick ooze of fear and anxiety and anger, and it moved all the way along down to her feet, and she's wondering if she's the only one that's experiencing this, but she notices it went over the girls through the compartment. These little girls that were asleep started whining and crying in their sleep. And yeah, so she knew that they were feeling it as well. She was frozen with it, and finally it started to come back, and it went over her body again. And as it left her body and the little girls in the compartment, the girls stopped whimpering and crying in their sleep, and she got up and talked to the other leader and eventually had to leave, you know, up to the upper decks because she just couldn't stay there anymore. And as she got to the upper deck, there was another leader up there just covered in a big blanket, just shivering, and she looked at her and she's like, "Are you okay?" And she shook her head no, and she knew that she had experienced it too. So she sat on that deck until morning, and one of the security guards came and said, "Are you okay? What's going on?" And she kind of explained what happened, and he said, "Can you come with me?" And they went back into the office, and they have a big log book of strange occurrences on the ship, and then he asked her if she would be okay just explaining what happened, and he kept a big logbook there of all the paranormal things that had happened on the ship. And but she said it was like being dipped head first into just fear, anger, anxiety, and just this horrible feeling. But I found that really fascinating as a ghost story.
Oh, yeah, that is really a good one. It's just like the whole wave of angst. Oh, that is, yeah. I mean, now ships, we've heard other stories of ghost ships and ghosts on ships. And when you think about ships, aren't they just sort of the perfect controlled environment? You've got a defined space that you know all the dimensions of, where it is, where everybody on it is. A ship is a super controlled environment to be able to do these, you know, some kind of weird experiment on people. Because if we're assuming that this is happening, unless it's just some freak of nature, right, something must be causing it.
Yeah. Well, and a lot of people, a lot of other researchers and everything, they believe that water itself can help, whether it stimulates or helps, you know, increase activity with the paranormal. And you think about it, you're surrounded by water all the time. If it's a war vessel like this one that was in World War II, you have people who have died there, people who, you know, lived there and experienced just horrific things that I believe can leave an imprint on, you know, the very ship itself, that later on people may end up experiencing or feeling.
Yeah, we hear that a lot. I'm not sure that there's any way to explain that, though, but we do hear people talking like that, as if it's like that. So, yeah, And I do believe that people have these experiences. So whatever it is, people are reacting to it. It's not just themselves. Mm-hmm. I mean, for someone to be sitting and watching this happen as it's happened to them, and then it continues on across to the other people that they're with and witnesses it, that is just, that must be really, really an eye-opening, illuminating moment that the world is not as all normal as we think it is.
Right, exactly, yeah. And once you kind of experience something like that, and it makes you wonder what else in the world or what else out there is waiting for us, kind of a thing.
That raises, John, a chaos theory, which is there is no regularity. I mean, we have a superficial regularity. But that's maybe 95% or 98%. And the rest of it is chaos. We have things that have no explanation because they can't, because that's the way the universe works. There are little bugs at the edges of it. It's kind of something that we see in software, in software development. You develop software for a product or service, and it works mostly in a proper fashion.
Right.
Sometimes it does screwy things that do not make any sense. And a coder will go in there and may or may not fix it. But you'll find that with, say, computer operating systems, there are bugs in there that will never, ever, ever be fixed 20 years later. They are not fixed because they can't fix it because that's the way it is. They reach that level. So it may be our reality has this zone of bugs.
Right.
Of a couple of percent. Maybe that explains we live in a virtual reality, and therefore it's never fixed. It's never perfect. So we got more reality to come, but first we're going to be talking more with John, Gene, and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Micah Hanks of the Gray Alien Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So I ended that segment saying that reality, what a concept. No, that's not what I said. I said reality is not perfect. The reality is like a defective software program. Maybe it is a virtual reality we live in, but whatever it is, the law of the universe is that you have this fuzz factor, this bug factor, this glitch factor, where little tiny things occasionally go wrong. They can't be predicted. They cannot be explained. Maybe we understand some more of them as we become more sophisticated scientifically, but that doesn't do it.
That's a really interesting theory, Gene. I really like that. I think it could be possible. What do you guys think of this? I'm just going to throw it up for both of you guys here. Like, I've sort of contemplated along those lines, but maybe not quite as exact as that. But thinking when you look at the universe, the matter, the stuff, the planets, the stars, the material in it makes up such a small part of it.
Mm-hmm.
That maybe if there is, like, let's just assume that there is some sort of a universe maker out there, that maybe we are the bugs, Gene. Maybe we are the glitches in the system. Maybe the material universe is the glitches in the system, and they're studying those glitches to see what happens when they do this. Because maybe they don't have any idea how the universe is going to unfold, but they set it in motion, and then all of this stuff just happens. And so they come down and study us to see what it is, like, where did we come from? Maybe they don't know any more than we do.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I was talking to my 13-year-old son, and we were talking, and he loves the paranormal, too. He says, I heard the theory that we live in, like, a matrix, and this is just a program. And I said, yeah, that's a theory that's out there, and we kind of talked about it. And he goes, well, he says, when we play a video game, he said, the programmers in the video game, they put what are called Easter eggs in there for you to find that are just weird things. Like, he had a game that was called Red Dead Redemption, but if you rode your horse far enough up into the mountains, there was a Bigfoot you could see that the programmers had put in. And his theory was, well, what if we're in a simulation and UFOs and Bigfoot and ghosts are just Easter eggs that they put in for us to find?
I love it. I absolutely love
it. Bud. That's a really good thought.
It is. The thing is, you can't just write this off as nonsense anymore, because if you believe that this stuff happens, it actually kind of makes sense.
Right.
But that even wouldn't apply if we had what we consider to be a supreme being. That the supreme being puts in this stuff to test us.
Yeah.
And gives us mysteries to figure out. That's why flying saucers are here, to make us think.
Yeah. Yep. You never know. boy, I hope one day, whether it's when we pass on or whatever, whatever the reason may be, or your belief system, that we eventually do get all the answers. There's something inside of us that just makes us keep going and trying to find answers, whether we're, you know, physicists looking on the science, or whether we're people like us who are asking the questions and researching paranormal stuff. You know, we all have that inside of us trying to find, you know, the answers to all these questions. And it's fun. I love it.
Well, it is. But, you know, I wonder if we knew the truth, if we'd really want to know the truth, you know. Well, there's two edges to this. It's a double-edged sword in a way. We've got a situation where there are all these phenomena that maybe are related by a common factor. And then if they're talking about disclosure, what if they know that it's not just UFOs, mm-hmm. that the whole thing is connected? It would be a whole lot bigger of an issue to have to disclose that it's not just UFOs, but all this other weird stuff in the world that you think is just, fiction isn't. You really want to know? We live in that kind of a universe. Like, what if they know this stuff? And, you know, UFOs, we're all kind of used to the idea, but all of the rest of it connected?
Mm-hmm.
That's a much bigger thing if there's somebody, you know, up there in the system that knows.
Yeah. Yep. That is for sure. And then, you know, if the world is like that, you know, are people still going to get up and go to work in the morning, or, you know, what's going to matter to them anymore? And so it's just interesting.
We're never going to get disclosure if it's all connected that way. You know, we might get a little bit of disclosure here and there about, you know, something like UFOs, but if it's all part of the same thing, they're not going to let us know. There's going to be some initiated few out there who may or may not even be in government that knows. And that's kind of another scary thought. Like, have you run across stories about people who have run into, like, MIB types, or, you know, sort of official types, like these sort of agents?
I haven't personally, no. I have interviewed people who've seen UFOs and you know, had close encounters with the UFOs. But, no, I haven't. I have read a lot about them. But other than that, you know, that strange gentleman in the first story that I told you about that kind of appeared in up in the middle of nowhere, I haven't. But, like I said, I've read a lot about the Men in Black and people trying to discredit, you know, those that are trying to bring out the truth.
Now, the other thing about this, too, is if it is a Matrix-like situation that we live in, then the ramifications are really deep, because reality isn't what we think it is, and that means we're not what we think we are. Mm-hmm. We are just instances of information.
Right.
And from moment to moment to moment, essentially, we're copies all the time. We tend to think that we're individuals that are whole, who continue on through time as that individual. But if it's that way, that wouldn't be the case. You would be in existence one moment and cease to exist, and existing again in the next moment, just like on a film strip.
Right.
You would never literally be the same person.
Mm-hmm. And I can't remember the name of the philosopher, but there was a philosopher that talked about the fact that you can't technically prove that you existed yesterday other than your memories, and you can only trust that as far as your memory will go. So, you know, did we just come into existence and now we have those memories? I mean, it just opens up a whole, you know, philosophical conundrum of who we are and where we're going. It's pretty strange and awesome all at the same time.
Well, then again, of course, you have to think of it this way. Maybe what you remember now isn't even accurate. Your perception of what's happening now isn't accurate. And as you say, you have all these memories of things that happened over your lifetime. And you understand, of course, that those things are not perfect. Over time, they are colored. So I assume certain things about my life, and I give an example of this, kind of a strange one. My brother was somewhat known in the big pharma world. He died in 1995, and the New York Times wrote a piece about him. They got his middle name wrong. They got the maiden name of his first wife wrong. I guess, although I've heard it from others, and I thought to myself all this time, I thought it was this, and no, it's that. But I remember going through this lifetime and experiencing all this, and now it's changed, or it's like Roswell, where suddenly 30 years after the fact, we have these people coming out and telling us what happened at Roswell. And we think, okay, we have a generation and a half has passed since then. Lots of pop culture. How do we know that what they tell us, and these interviews have been covered in the various Roswell books, what they told us about that episode has even a remote resemblance to the truth?
Right. Yep. Because there are, unfortunately, there are people out there that will make up stories or even try and hoax things. And for people who are really trying to get the truth, I know for a lot of my friends that I've visited with who focus on Bigfoot, they get really upset with the hoaxers because it just, it feels like they take one step forward and then the hoaxers drag everybody, you know, 10 steps back. And it goes along those lines too with, you know, the people who are telling the truth and the people that aren't, or even maybe even not remembering it correctly. So
this sort of brings up this whole Mandela effect thing, though, too. When people remember things in a way that the history around them didn't record or didn't record the same way. Are you one of the Mandela effect people? Like, do you remember Mandela dying in prison, or was he always to you there?
Let's have that answer in a moment. The Mandela effect, did he live or die in prison? More to come with John, Gene, and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items. And entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X-large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.